The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 46 new COVID-19 cases since Friday in its latest update posted October 18. Included in the new cases are 30 unvaccinated and 14 fully vaccinated people. There is an outbreak at Mill Creek Care Center Long-Term Care Home in Barrie, with fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases. The exact number of cases has not been specified. The outbreak was declared on October 15. This is the first long-term care home outbreak in the region with resident cases since May 2021. One new outbreak at a school in Innisfil was declared October 15 and is now linked to 9 cases. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Collingwood, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. Both cases are linked to close contact transmission. Wasaga Beach, 5, 2 youth under 18 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. The transmission sources for all 5 cases are still under investigation. Clearview, 2, 1 person between 34 and 44 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. One case is linked to close contact, and the other is still under investigation. Barrie, 8, 1 youth under 18 years old, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 35 and 44 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. One case was linked to travel, 3 were linked to close contact transmission, and the other 4 are still under investigation. Springwater, 2, 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 7, 6 youth under 18 years old, and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. 3 cases are outbreak-related, and the other 4 are still under investigation. Bradford, 1, 1 person between 65 and 79 years old whose case is still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. All 3 cases are still under investigation. Orillia, 1, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Penetanguishene, 4, 3 people between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. All 4 cases are outbreak related. Tiny, 3, 2 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are linked to close contact transmission, and 1 is listed as community acquired, no known link. Ajala Tosarantio, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 2, 1 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. Muskoka District, 5, 2 cases in Huntsville, 2 in Bracebridge, and 1 in Gravenhurst. There are currently 169 active cases in the region. 10 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,805 cases of COVID-19 with 13,374 of those cases recovered and 262 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 71.6% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and 75.6% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. The health unit reported the rate of infection in unvaccinated individuals who are eligible for a vaccine is 10 times higher than it is for someone who is fully vaccinated. The rate of hospitalization is 23 times higher for unvaccinated people compared to vaccinated. Those observations are based on data collected between August 22 and October 16. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. School outbreaks. There are 3 active outbreaks in schools in Simcoe County. An outbreak has been declared at Holy Cross Public School in Innisfil as of October 15. There are 9 cases associated with the outbreak. Orchard Park Elementary School in Orillia has been in outbreak since October 5, and there are 10 cases associated with the outbreak. St. Marie of the Incarnation Elementary School in Bradford has been in outbreak since October 1, and there are 21 cases associated with the outbreak. An outbreak at W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie declared on September 28 is now over as of October 15. There were 4 cases linked to the outbreak. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 15. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 225,221 the 2nd of October 17,198.65. 2% Barrie 4,551.4, 374,124 the 2nd of October 17,967.81.6% Bradford WG 2,249.2,196.38 October 16th 5,152.79% Clearview 149.139 5 October 16th 991.74.3% Collingwood 279,268.3 the 1st of October 15,131.90% ESA 557.547 5 2 October 14 2,311.84.4% Innisfil 1,352.1,314 the 19th of October 17,3,279.75.1% Midland 218,212 the 6th of September 26,1,191.85% New Tecumseh 1,654.1,627.18 the 1st of October 17,3,907.78.2% Orillia 368,352 the 8th of October 15,1089.88.3% Oro Medant 255,245 the 2nd of October 17,1093.92.4% Penetanguishene 216,203.8 the 1st of October 17,2241.87.9% Remara 127.126 1 October 5th 1215.68.2% Severn 93.88.3.1 October 14th 6.2063.4% Springwater 320,310 the 2nd of October 17,1493.88.7% Tay 132,129 the 3rd of September 24,1177.88.1% Tiny 150,144 the 2nd of October 17,1118.75.3% Wasaga Beach 314,304 the 5th of October 17,1303.82.9% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.